I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Thursday that a last-minute dispute with Hamas was holding up Israeli approval of a long-awaited ceasefire that would pause the fighting in the Gaza Strip and release dozens of hostages. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Netanyahu began signaling there were issues with the deal just hours after mediators, the US and Qatar, announced it was complete. Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer.
This deal cannot be brought to Israel's cabinet to vote on until it is finalized.
It was not yet clear if Netanyahu's statements reflected jockeying to keep his fractious coalition together or whether the deal was at risk. Without giving details, Netanyahu's office has accused Hamas of reneging on parts of the agreement in an attempt to gain further concessions. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United Nations says war-ravaged Gaza will need billions of dollars to rebuild. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
The Hamas attack on Israel on October 7, 2023, killed 1,200 people, according to Israeli tallies. Gaza's health ministry says Israel's retaliation has killed more than 46,000 people. Gaza has been reduced to 46 million tons of rubble. The Palestinian Ministry of Health estimated in May that 10,000 bodies were missing under the debris. The UN reported that rebuilding Gaza's destroyed homes would take until 2040, but could drag on for decades. The agency's data found that two-thirds of Gaza's pre-war structures have been damaged or flattened. Within that, the UN estimates, is the destruction of over 245,000 housing units. That's while over 1.8 million people in Gaza are in need of emergency shelter.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. This is VOA News. South African officials face growing anger over their handling of a standoff with illegal miners trapped in an abandoned gold mine as the death toll from the incident reached at least 87. A national police spokesperson said on Thursday that 78 bodies were retrieved from the mine in an official rescue operation that began Monday, while another 9 had previously been recovered. Rights groups say the miners may have died from starvation and dehydration. South African officials have come under scrutiny for refusing to help the miners for months and claiming they were able to get out on their own. A court ordered officials last year to send food and water down to the miners, while another court ruling last week forced them to launch a rescue operation. Southern California fire officials said on Thursday that progress has been made in fighting the Los Angeles area wildfires, but there are potential dangers ahead. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Los Angeles City Fire Chief Kristen Crowley warns that new fires could erupt with more Santa Ana winds expected next week.
Taking the necessary measures to prepare your home can help increase its chance of survival.
And Los Angeles County Public Works Director Mark Pastrea says rains are expected later this month, meaning potential flooding.
We are already pre-deploying labor forces into area to make sure that the flood control system is ready, as well as our street system is ready, again, as much as possible.
Fire officials say all evacuation orders and any curfews remain in effect. I'm Donna Water.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is preparing to take office next week. Americans are also getting ready. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Voters said inflation was a top issue, but a new poll finds many Americans doubt Trump will be able to lower prices during his first year back in office. That's according to a new survey by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Only about 2 in 10 polled said they're highly confident Trump will be able to lower the cost of groceries, housing, or health care this year, with low expectations even among Republicans. 3 in 10 Americans are highly confident Trump can improve the job market and the economy. For his second term, 8 in 10 Republicans say Trump will be great or good as president, while the same proportion of Democrats expect him to be poor or terrible. Respondents are especially skeptical of Trump's ability to bring down the cost of health care. Jennifer King, Washington.
Trump takes the oath of office as the 47th president of the United States on Monday. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.